Greetings, everyone.
This is Jake Z. Lee.
I'm the surprise in your cereal box.
I'm great. Everybody else sucks.
Let's get dangerous.
Yes, sir, random kid I just met.
It's time to check the link.
Oh, wait, you serious? Let me laugh even harder.
You know what? You just made the list.
Hooray. People are paying attention for me.
Sure, we talk about it all the time.
Really?
No, burn.
What is up, you ducks? It is week 11 of the fantasy football season. Almost. It's week 10 recap. Pretty much. With Chris Meany and myself, Lauren is on vacation in the middle of football season. And it is All In Football on FTN. Code All In gets you 20% off if you want to. We were just talking about before the show. If you want to get involved in some college basketball betting, apparently that's the place to be. They're even better than you, Meany, in hockey. And you're like the king of hockey. Yeah. So I don't know what's going on. I think you are. Hey, you help me get some extra few bucks in the bank. Few bucks.
Appreciate you.
I don't go crazy. Yeah. I don't get crazy.
Football season's over. Maybe we can dive back into the hockey. But yeah,
like if I could ever, you know me, I sent you another one. 6-7, 5-5, 5-6, whatever. It's just
losing on the
time.
Final plays of games as well. Like you were just, you're at a whole nother level, man.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. It's just like it'll never stop. But hey, what might never stop? How about that? Yeah, for a transition straight out of the gate. I do want to talk about a lot of players. We have some injuries. As a reminder, for this week, the Falcons, Colts, Patriots, and Saints are on a bye. We will talk about the injuries. We'll talk about some Week 11 pickups. There might be some out there. It wasn't a lot of injuries, but there were some interesting ones. Unfortunately, two of them came, well, I guess fortunately and unfortunately, they both came with the Saints, so that could be interesting to watch. But as I said, it continued to happen. The Keaton Mitchell continuing to happen, but I wanted to ask you, Meany, like, we know this, like, if somehow Mitchell's still not 60% rostered, which just is nuts, because you would think that everybody would have lost their mind after the last week, but he went off again on very few touches again, because just like the week before, do you know without looking how many touches Keaton Mitchell had?
I think it had 2. He can carry and a catch.
4.
3? 4?
4.
Came late then. He had I don't want to call it a bad drop. There was a play, like a wheel route, where Lamar threw it to him in the end zone, and he probably should have had that one, which would have been his second touchdown of the day. But it kind of just reminds me of Devon Achan. Like, this guy doesn't need a ton of touches, clearly, to be explosive. Like, his speed...
Yeah, again, but Achan was like 8 to 10 to 12 touches. This wasn't 4.
Fair, but he does have that upside and that speed, right? I mean... It's probably,
but
like we
that's
said
the
last
question.
Week, it's probably always going to be a committee. But
can
I
you start him?
Flux, I think he's in the flux conversation, yeah, because of his
just
upside
because.
And his ceiling.
Well,
absolutely.
And here's the thing too. Watching that game, we were worrying for YouTube TV. Apparently, they're working on this for next year, where you can actually pick the boxes because the overlay of the games yesterday was terrible. By the way, why are the Minnesota Vikings on 17 of the freaking mixed channels on YouTube TV? By the way, it's like, can I just get some kind of like I want to watch the Vikings, but not that bad. So yeah. Anyway, like watching that game, there was actually a goal line touchdown taken away by Justice Hill at that point. So Justice Hill only had 2 touches, and if you include that one, he actually would have had 2 goal-to-go rush attempts. He had 1 without that one, and he actually scored in that one that got taken away. And then Gus Edwards scored his touchdown after that happened. So I'm bringing that up to say that like it's still a committee. It's still very few touches. Granted, it was 12-4-2. You expect more most weeks when they're not facing the Browns. But you say flex. I say sell high. That's what I say.
I would say sell high, too. I'm trying to in one of my leagues. I'll never start him over Montgomery and Bijan. I have Bijan, Montgomery, and I think...
Well, then let me ask you some names that you would start him over.
I don't think I
you just brought. You said Bijan. Would you start Keaton Mitchell or would you start Tyler Allgeier? Opponent aside, just straight up.
I would start Keaton Mitchell.
Really? Yeah. Even with the guaranteed touches from Tyler Allgeier?
Yeah.
By the way, Bijan still only had 60% of the touches again yesterday. It just was like the fact that he got a goal line carry and everybody went nuts.
Finally. Yeah, finally. And overall, too, like from his just the carries, that was the second most carries he's had in a football game. So yeah,
Allgeier still had 10 touches
the
yesterday.
Most. I mean, 22 carries is that's what we've been saying, right? I mean, we joked in the series show over the weekend. Maybe Arthur Smith is hearing the noise, but 22 carries is the most that he's had in his NFL career, and he hadn't topped 14 since week 2. So I mean, maybe it's a change of guard after the bye. Maybe it's just all him. Maybe he figured it out. They still lost the football game.
Well, they also lost Heinicke in that game. Heinicke was a hamstring. Seems like might be hurt. But again, that's another one that's heading to bye. So for the injuries, yeah, we do have Heinicke. We have Derek Carr, who left the game.
Yeah.
And by the way, every Chris Olave manager out there said, can we please leave Jameis Winston at quarterback for the rest of the season? Because immediately comes in, hits Olave for a big play, hits Olave for a touchdown, keeps throwing to Olave, keeps throwing picks. It looked like so last Jameis Winston we saw was smarter with the football. Like, he was actually more conservative. We didn't actually like that for fantasy. He looked like the old Jameis that we did like for fantasy. He was just like 30 for 30. I was like,
screw it. We're down two scores. I'm slinging it. It's kind of what it was. A beautiful throw to Olave. I mean, both the catch and keep your feet in was fantastic as well. But I thought that was a nice toss by Jameis. And it seems like the same shoulder for Carr, right? That could keep him out. I know it's
but they have their bye.
For a couple weeks. It could
keep him. They said he could. They're optimistic he'd be ready after the bye. So, unfortunately, hey, you want to talk about a potential sell high? There you go. Chris Olave, just in case, if you're trade deadline. Like, most trade deadlines are, I think, it's weird. It's because Yahoo's the week before Thanksgiving, and then ESPN is the week after Thanksgiving, so there's a two-week gap on their trade deadlines, and then there's others mixed in there. I like the week after Thanksgiving in general, because people are busy with holiday and travel and your attention span, and then the week's shortened, and we got the three games on Thursday. We actually have a game on Black Friday this year. Reminder, everybody, if you can't wait for that one, another Jets Island game. We have two more Jets Island games before the end of the year. We have Black Friday, and then they have their Thursday night game in week 16 or 17. Yes, I know. We get two more of that wonderfulness. Hey, maybe the last one Aaron Rodgers will really be back for. But anyway, so we have the Saints. Also with that, Michael Thomas might have time to come back, but that's what I want to bring up real quick. A.T. Perry, big dude, a lot of speed. Finally saw him for the first time this year for really, like, actually decent amount of plays on the field, and he had his first touchdown of his career. Would you grab him even with the bye just in case Michael Thomas isn't back and just in case it's not Derek Carr anymore?
Yeah, maybe. Just I wouldn't spend any fab. You could probably get him for free because I wouldn't imagine anyone picks him up because of the bye. But I don't think that you can start Michael Thomas, like, ever. It's just,
would you outright drop Michael Thomas?
I think so. Yeah.
If his name wasn't Michael Thomas,
putting him in my lineup. Yeah.
He's essentially Curtis Samuel.
Yeah. He's not doing anything. He's got one game with a touchdown. Yeah. I would try to just take an upside.
4 for 60. He's old Jacoby Myers. Back with the Patriots. 4 for 60, 4 for 60, 4 for 60, 4 for 60, no touchdowns.
He's just killing you in your lineup. I mean, he's unstartable. There's no consistency there.
All right. Well, the reason I also made that joke about Curtis Samuel is because, just like I tweeted yesterday for that GIF with the kid disappearing, as soon as Curtis Samuel steps on the field, Johan Dotson goes, peace out. I'm gone. And it's not so much his fault. What, do you have, two targets? He didn't catch either one of them. Curtis Samuel's back. We don't usually talk drops a lot on this, but is it crazy to be like, hey, you could just go right back to dropping Jahan Dotson? Like, that was fun, but Curtis Samuel's back, and that's the end of it? It's just that simple?
I mean, probably. He had the one good game with Curtis Samuel against the Eagles, and I noticed that Jameson...
Yeah, but Curtis Samuel wasn't 100% in that game.
Right. He left a little bit. I think he left towards the end of the game. But, yeah, it may be that simple. There's not enough volume, although, like, how's chucking the ball? It doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. That Dotson doesn't get consistent targets. So, I mean, I'd like to keep these guys on my roster, but if you need somebody to play this week, you need a running back. I don't know. Maybe even like Daryl Henderson was dropped all over the place. I don't think Kyren's coming back for another week. I would just make that move. And not that I love that move for Henderson as a 1 week thing, but if you need somebody this week, like, I would have more faith in Henderson at least touching the ball for a couple weeks, as opposed to Jahan Dotson getting two targets and not hauling any of them in. So it's tough. Tough go.
You just made me think of the Five Elements? Or I got to find this. I always forget what the movie was. But when you said, there's this movie where there's like the gold and the water and the earth. And at one point he gets stabbed from through the earth. And the guy goes, his guts are all over the place. Like, because it's like spilling out. So every time you say all over the place, it always makes me think of that movie. And I think it was the Five Element Ninjas. I gotta look this up. I'm gonna see if I can find it again. It was great. I used to watch these in college. So into the kung fu with the overlay, not dubbed. If you could find them, But there was a lot that were dubbed. It was, I actually enjoyed those. A lot of those, the things that Wu-Tang was into back in the day. I was a sucker. I was a mark. I was like, oh, Wu-Tang likes it. Let me watch some ninja movies. And I got into it. Watched a lot of Jet Li stuff. Jet Li was great. That's not what we're talking about today. You brought up the running back situation. So Alexander Mattison got hurt. And now we have a situation for him where we are down to the third option. Sneakily, I had Ty Chandler in a lot of leagues. I was surprised that he went through waivers in a lot. Like, I saw in places where, well, flex leagues. I'm not in the other flex leagues, but because I'm managing them, I get the, like, I check in because it gives you that alert on Sleeper. I'm like, just clear out my alerts. I want my alerts cleared. So I see the waivers, and I think by the end of the week, he got picked up, but he wasn't the first waiver. And I'm like, why not? Because we're at the time of the year where I'm not super excited for Matt Breida. I'm not really excited for who else can I think of, like go down the list here. Jamal Williams has done nothing. I'm not excited for Tank Bigsby after D'Ernest Johnson got involved yesterday. But at the same time, it's one injury, and then the next man's up. He's the next man up. And now Alexander Mattison got hurt, and Ty Chandler's down. I'm not expecting Ty Chandler to be a top 20 running back, but is he your number one pickup this week, assuming Khalil Herbert's picked up, assuming Devin Singletary was picked up, who actually had a good game. We'll talk about that. Other names I'm trying to think of, like Charbonnet, Spears, stuff like that. So it would, if all those names are pretty much mostly gone at this point of the season, would Ty Chandler be your number one pickup?
Yeah, I mean, I drafted him all over the place. I thought that he had
all over the place.
That's the same thing. Again, all over the place. But I did. I take the L for this. I had him as a deep sleeper, one of my favorite players to draft over at Mean Streets. I had so many shares of him. I just didn't really believe in Alexander Mattison. I didn't think that he would be efficient. I liked Ty Chandler. I thought he had a couple nice preseason games where he was catching a few catches, a nice cut. So I thought he could at least be the third down back and there would be an opportunity for him to overtake the job. And then they acquired Cam Akers. And my thinking was right that Mattison is not efficient, that they probably didn't fully believe in Mattison. So they acquired Cam Akers. But now with Akers gone, I don't think that Ty Chandler will be efficient either if he was given 15 plus carries. But obviously we have to like the opportunity of potentially him getting 15 plus carries, and he had the goal line.
He had 15 yesterday.
Yeah, it was 45. Hasn't had a rushing touchdown all season, and Ty Chandler had one yesterday. And Ty Chandler can catch the ball. Plus, hey, Minnesota's rolling right now, right? They've with Dobbs another win. They have six W's on the season. It sounds like Justin Jefferson's going to come back soon, so maybe this offense will be a little bit better.
This week.
It is still going to be a pass happy offense.
Supposed to be back this week,
as early as this week. So I would.
At Denver.
But I'm not going to get too crazy about him, though. Like, I think
Minnesota's at Denver.
RB2, maybe.
I was just about to say, just kind of ballpark it off the top of your head. Here's one. Jiggles actually called it out because I tweeted out that Mevin Singletary, because, like, meh, is for Devin Singletary. And then, of course, he goes off. Interesting enough, man. I was actually, even after, like, the meh, I was still way over consensus somehow, because I was like, it's the volume. And it was actually a better matchup than the week before. That's what it really comes down to. I wasn't expecting that. I don't think anybody was expecting. I know. Devin Singletary went off. Oh, by the way, RB1 of the week right now, still as of right now, is Brian Robinson, not Bijan Robinson, with 100 billion receiving yards. Like, what the fuck? He's a top 10 receiver for the week.
I know. I can't figure out Washington at all. And there's been a lot of dud games from Brian Robinson, who's just been kind of game scripted out of the games because he's not getting those catches. But he's still a top 12 running back.
Okay, well, hold on.
The position.
Because we kind of like added a couple topics in there. So let's back up here real quick. Yeah. So okay. Ty Chandler, let's say Damian Pierce is out for another week. Houston has Arizona at home. Would you start Singletary or Ty Chandler if you had both? I know this is super early, but
I would start Singletary.
Okay, I would too. Ty Chandler or trying to find somebody else with Chuba Hubbard against Dallas. At home. In that case, I'm going Chandler.
Yeah. We just saw.
Okay.
Like, no disrespect to Saquon, but I talked about him being in the 20s because of the matchup.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm with you there. I think that's a good barometer to kind of get an idea. Oh, here's one. I'll give you one. Ty Chandler or Najee Harris against Cleveland. Najee Harris just keeps scoring touchdowns all of a sudden.
He does. And I keep betting them. And it's just a full-on timeshare between him and Jalen, and I'm actually okay with it.
You would go Harris against Cleveland?
Cleveland. The matchup against Cleveland is a tough one. And if there are we assuming there's no Madison, then I would go Ty Chandler there.
I don't think he comes back. We have yet to see.
If there is Madison, it's kind of tight.
Nobody's come back in the week. We've had the 10-day layoff because of the Thursday game. Nobody's come back in a week from the concussion. Actually, KJ Osborne was even cleared, and they still said no. So I would not expect them.
Like almost 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, that's a whole different situation. By the way, the Vikings actually did sign Myles Gaskin this morning. I don't think Myles Gaskin's a big threat to Ty Chandler.
Kind of telling, right? That they expect to be without Madison at least all week.
Yeah, practice. That's what I was getting to. Yeah, that's what I was. That's exactly where I was alluding to that. All right, so then let's come back and back up to the Brian Robinson situation. I know it's all one game, but do you think there's a world where you could potentially sell high on him because of what the success was earlier this year? He was down for a little bit, started to come back, and then has that huge game. Again, a lot of trade deadlines are coming up, so I know I'm focusing a little bit on that today, but waivers isn't robust. The week 11, not only is it week 11, but there wasn't a lot of situations to change really what we knew anyway. Like, I have a feeling my waiver column is just going to be a bunch of those huffy face emojis. Like, just because it's I've been saying it for 7 weeks and there's no new people outside of Ty Chandler.
The past few weeks have been exactly the same. I agree. It's just been this, like, stash this guy. If you don't have Mitchell, if you don't have, you know, Zach Charbonnet's a stash, just, you know, stash them. But there's no real big names. I mean, the Giants this week is fantastic, but after is Dallas. But the bye stands out to me week 14. Like, if you're somebody who...
For Washington?
Who needs...
Well, look at Washington after the bye, too. There, are you looking?
Yeah. Rams, Jets, and 49ers.
Yeah. Jets and 49ers to finish things out on the ground game?
Yeah, I know. So, if you needed a... If you were... I would say, yeah. Like, I'd lean towards selling him. Especially if you needed some wins. I think at this time of the season, I'm sure everybody knows this following you for years, like... You need to look at your schedule before you buy and you sell. You need to say, like, do I need guys at week 14 to get in the playoffs? If you feel like you, and a lot can happen, but if you feel like you're going to make the playoffs here, then start piling up on some players like that maybe have that bye week 13, week 14 that you can take advantage of your opponents. But I wouldn't be buying Brian Robinson if I was like a 4 or 5 win team. Like, I can't afford to have him on the sidelines week 14. But looking at the schedule, I'm not ecstatic about the playoff schedule.
Yeah. So to come back to the one thing was, you mentioned Darrell Henderson, and I did want to talk about him because Kyren Williams isn't back until at least week 12, next week. We'll call him next week, week 12. We're in week 11 because we've already got 99%, well, 95%, whatever the exact percentage is. I don't know. One out of... I'm not going to try to do the math. It's like 92 and change. I don't know. Anyway, point being, Kyren Williams isn't back this week. Darrell Henderson, way massive drop. Drops are all over the place.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Darrell, if you had the choice just for week 11, I would bring that up with Ty Chandler. Ty Chandler or Darrell Henderson, who would you play in week 11?
I need to see who he's got. He's got Seattle. I think I would play Ty Chandler. I think I would. But it's pretty close to me. Yeah.
But more because of the split, Royce Freeman still involved?
Yeah, probably because of the split. The matchup is okay, actually, against Seattle. But even the last couple weeks, I mean, hasn't been great for him. I mean, he's got double-digit carries, not super efficient, couple catches here. But it is the split. I would take Chai, knowing that it's really going to be his backfield. And what's going on with Minnesota offensively? I'm kind of feeling them at the moment.
I thought you said Chai. I was like, Chai? Like, what were we talking about? Tai Chai? Is that what we're doing? To go back to that, so let's see. We got that game. Yeah, as you mentioned, they get Seattle. Seattle, by the way, if Matthew Stafford does play, I still have concerns. That Seattle pass defense, you and I have been talking about this a couple times, better than people expected, and kind of almost shut downy. Is that a word? Shut downy?
Yeah.
Shut downified? Yeah. Like, Howell had the numbers, but it wasn't that good of a game. Like, if you look at it, especially for the receiving options, it's like, where did those numbers go? It's kind of like he threw into oblivion. Like, I'm looking at the box score, like, these guys, like, Howell threw like 300 yards. Where did they all go?
Touchdowns. Like, yeah,
they all went to Brian Robinson.
Brian Robinson, 100%. Because the first half of that game was not much was happening. I think it was a 9-9 football game. But yeah, Seattle's
9-9.
Legit. 9-9. Seattle's legit. I mean, Witherspoon's going to be a top corner in the league. He's made a lot of good plays already. I really like Seattle's squad, and it was nice to see Geno actually have a game against a team that everybody else has had a game against. So maybe he's a solid candidate for you in Superflex leagues.
Okay. Then what else can we talk about for here? Noah Brown went off.
Did it again. Made me look like a fool on the series show. We led with him, and I was like, there's no way. I have it written down here. There's no way that he's going to finish as wide receiver two with 100 whatever plus yards. And what did he do? He finishes over 100 plus yards, and CJ Stroud did it again as well. Very, very impressive stuff.
The issue here is Nico Collins was out, and Collins the week before wasn't 100% through that game.
Left. Yeah.
So Noah Brown and Robert Woods is back too. And Robert Woods is a factor, but he actually almost had a touchdown. Are you interested in Noah Brown, or is this going to be I feel like Noah Brown, if he's still out there in leagues, I feel like this is one of the ones where you let other people go for Noah Brown. You let other people spend a fab. Maybe you throw a few bucks, just, hey, oh, I slipped through the cracks. Everybody else is thinking the same thing, like a Ty Chandler last week, but that I'm not really going to be like, oh, I got to go all out. If you look at it with Houston, who's Houston have this week?
They got Arizona. Jacksonville, Denver. It's not too bad. It gets real tough for
not
them.
Not too bad.
To playoffs.
Jets, but if there's a healthy 14, Nico Collins and a healthy Tank Dell,
he's the third option at best, I would say. But he's certainly worth a sprinkle. I'm surprised.
He's more startable than Dotson. Booker Samuel's play.
100%. And I'm surprised, like, his ownership in the last day here. So it seemed like a late pickup for people. I know he was a sneaky. Because I was talking about Phillips, and I was asking people for a sneaky pickup, and a lot of people were replying with Noah Brown. So maybe he was a late Sunday pickup, because his ownership in Yahoo, like I said, up to 23% in the last 24 hours and still only at 25 after that big game, and knowing that there was going to be no Nico Collins. But when Collins comes back and what Tank Dell has given, and Dalton Schultz too, like, he's also an option in this passing game for CJ Stroud. So I would sell high. I wouldn't let my league mates grab him. I would try to maybe move off of these couple of games. I mean, everybody's going to talk about CJ Stroud all week. Last week, everybody said Joe Burrow MVP, Joe Burrow long shot MVP. This week, that's what the media is going to talk about. They're going to talk about CJ Stroud MVP, playoff contention, 3-win team last year, 2 picks in the first, 3 picks overall in the draft, how impressive he has been, the comebacks. So he's going to get, the whole team is going to get a lot of attention this week, and it may be an opportunity to say, hey, do you want this guy? Because he's got 300 yards in the last 2 games.
You're not wrong there. So let's hit a few more before.
Who's gonna buy? Yeah. Who's gonna buy? Like, the price, people won't buy.
No, of course not. But I wanted to hit a few more quickly before we got out of here, because there are a few. But by the way, there was a mention of Brock Purdy clearing concussion protocol. I think, okay, he was the one. But also, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe, because I was wrong on the offer. We are one for whatever concussions are. Wasn't his, like, iffy? Like, I feel like his was like, they were like, oh, he might come back into the game, and they were just kind of like, eh, he's out. And it was kind of one of those, like almost the UFC ones where you just get, like, knocked out, but you pop right back up. Like, you're out for legitimate, like, 1 second kind of thing.
Well, it happened to him a couple weeks ago, too.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, that was the one. It was, I think they tried the quarterback sneak, and he got hit at the end.
Monday night, and he got back on Sunday. And everybody at the time was kind of like, oh, what if we have a Tua situation?
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes. Yeah,
that one seemed like that one was just kind of like, eh, just kind of like.
Yeah, apparently he felt some symptoms on the plane on the way back, but he passed pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay. Anyway, sidebar. So, but I think Madison's was a little bit different. Madison legitimately left. So, Jaden Reed. How interested are we in Jaden Reed? Because Christian Watson, I mean, look. Said it last week, said it the week before. I said, just drop him because you can't play him. You need 2 games in a row. Let somebody else pick him up. I watched somebody else pick him up and start him. It was hilarious. I watched it. No, not against me, unfortunately. It's still hilarious.
Yeah.
But Jaden Reed, I'm going back to preseason, and I was right and wrong at the same time. I was clearly wrong in one aspect, but I was right on Jaden Reed. I said Jaden Reed could pass Dobbs for the number 2 role because of his talent. I was right on Reed getting to the number 2 role, just passed the wrong guy. Is Jaden Reed the number 2? Has Jaden Reed leapfrogged Christian Watson, and Christian Watson is done? Like, I think that's the question. Is Watson done?
I would say yes, especially if you just look at the volume over the past couple of weeks.
He tried to go to him again in the end zone. He got picked off.
He did. And there was a bad drop from Christian Watson on one play. It's just, yeah, there's nothing to be excited about with Christian Watson. I still see talent in the player, but it, you look at the last few games. I mean, I started Kyle Phillips over Christian Watson, and it's not like Kyle Phillips had a great game.
No, but it was
more than two fantasy points. And
you know what I did yesterday in two different leagues? I started Trenton Irwin over Calvin Ridley, and people thought I was drunk. Over Calvin Ridley!
Flex. It's a good call. The touchdown right away was like, and then you're just playing with house money. But yeah, look at the last few games. I mean, it's not fantastic from Reed, but at least he's getting more volume. 4, 6, 3, and 5. He's got two games in the last three with 80 plus yards. He's got four touchdowns on the season. So absolutely, like Watson, we said it. No need to spend too much more time on it. Can't be in your lineup. Wouldn't be on your squad if you're looking for somebody. I still don't like this offense at all. But maybe
that was going to be my follow up question.
How about the games is Jordan? The Chargers, the Lions, the Chiefs, like maybe would see more pass attempts from Love because those other teams are going to score. They're going to score points in the Packers.
Well, I was going to say, was there enough from the past 2 weeks from Jordan Love to think that it's maybe turning back around? Like, again, he's not going to be amazing.
I'm pretty hard on him, but he did make some nice throws again yesterday. Some nice plays got them into field goal range to kind of...
That interception was terrible.
The interception, he does make an awful throw or two a game. But he did kind of hang in the pocket and made that nice throw to Reed to kind of get him into, you know, Pittsburgh's territory to make a comeback there. But I still don't like this offense at all. Like Aaron Jones, too. Like, can't play that guy. I wouldn't want to play anybody inside this offense, to be honest with you. I mean, Dubs, you throw it there because he seems to score a touchdown every other game.
And then two more before you, and this is what I want to pull the name in with Jaden Reed. So Elijah Moore finally had a touchdown, finally had a game. This is the first game, first double-digit point game for Elijah Moore. Well done, Elijah Moore, finally. Was that enough from Deshaun Watson yesterday, who also looked a little bit better than he has against the Ravens? Enough for you to be intrigued in Elijah Moore, and I'll throw one more name in here as we get out of here, because let's talk about Jaden Reed, Elijah Moore, and then Quentin Johnston finally on the board as well. However, Jalen Guyton seems to be kind of a thorn in his side. As of right now, if I was picking, I would go Reed, Moore, Johnston. Pure ceiling, if I don't even need one of them, it would still be Johnston. It's just he still is not running routes properly. He's still the same raw concerns we had in the draft.
Yeah.
And the fact that Guyton's there is a thorn. They have Eckler. They par him and Everett. Like, it's just that's where I would go. Like, I would go Reed, Moore, Johnston. But if I'm just chasing pure upside, it would be Johnston.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really do like Elijah Moore, though, and I've hung on to him where I can, believe it or not, with him not doing anything. The thing is, I look at the first few weeks of the season, 7, 9, and 9, those were the targets. He had a lot of drops, like three on seven targets, 3 on 9 targets, and he hauled in all 9 of his targets in week 3, but it was only for 49 yards. Like, he doesn't have a huge ceiling, but I noticed Deshaun Watson going to him, and I liked seeing that, and he did struggle with the drops, and there's a couple tough games moving forward, but also has the Broncos, the Steelers this week, Jacksonville and Chicago. And the Steelers this week, he shouldn't get Porter Jr. like that. Should be a Mari thing. So I would imagine Deshaun looks at him a little bit more. He's probably my favorite of the ones that you mentioned, actually.
Yeah. Actually, before we get out of here, did the Jaguars have the worst week in week 10? Was that the worst? Because I forgot I wanted to bring that up. He is in the Ducks. He's in the worry column. I haven't decided how many, but I feel like it's going to be a lot, because I'll give the quick version as we get out of here for a half hour, I promised. So Trevor Lawrence, do you know how many games he has with 2 touchdowns this year?
I think 2.
2. That's the same number of games he has with 0. All the rest he has 1. Trevor Lawrence has not been good this year. On top of that, you ready for this? Oh, Titans and Texans coming up. Cool. Get on track. However, you ready for after that? Cincinnati, Cleveland, Baltimore, Tampa Bay to finish things out. Now, Tampa Bay for passing, good. Run, bad. But those three to get there, you have to get to week 17. If you're trying to get to week 17, Trevor Lawrence isn't your answer. I'm saying that right now.
He was the biggest sell-high candidate for me over the first few weeks, but nobody was buying him because he wasn't having any good games. But I was talking about the schedule. I even went back further, like, a few weeks before. I was like, oh, he's got Buffalo, and then the bye, and then out of the bye, San Fran. And then I was looking at those other matchups, but like everyone kept telling me, and they weren't wrong. Like, dude, nobody's buying Trevor Lawrence because he's not playing good. You can pick him up off the waiver wire. Just don't even bother picking him up off the waiver wire. So, yeah, it hasn't been great. I actually think that he'll be like, I will have him ranked as a top 12 quarterback this week against the Titans, but all those other games.
Oh, against the Titans.
Yeah. All those other games that you met, that may be an opportunity to sell. Here, if he has,
I'll leave it on this.
That week.
If you told me, now I had to pick only one. I can't play this week and next week. I only have to pick one rest of the season, Josh Dobbs over Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Thumbs up. Drinking
Absolutely.
The coffee.
Absolutely.
Make sure you drink the Kool-Aid and follow Chris Meany at Chris Meany. Code all in, 20% off at FTN. The waivers will be out on The Athletic tonight at midnight. Lots of ducks for Trevor Lawrence and Tony Pollard. But we will talk about that later. On Wednesday, ranks. Here we go. Enjoy the rest of the day.